People are voting across Iran in the country's ninth parliamentary election since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. More than 48 million voters, including about 4 million first-timers, are eligible to pick the 290-seat parliament. Opinion polls have predicted a high voter turnout on Friday. Syrian troops have found the bodies of two Western journalists killed in the flashpoint eastern city of Homs last month. A foreign ministry official says the bodies of American journalist Marie Colvin and French journalist Remy Ochlik were uncovered after the army cleared the Baba Am district from armed gangs. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has criticized the monetary policy adopted by developed countries, saying it would hurt the emerging economies. Dilma says that trillions of dollars used by these countries to deal with the financial crisis could cause, quote, a monetary tsunami. She also accused rich countries of waging a currency war. Argentina's president Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner says she will seek negotiations with the UK to establish three direct weekly flights from Buenos Aires to the disputed Malvinas Islands. According to an accord with Britain signed in 1999, flights to the islands are operated by Chilean airline LAN. A 3.5-hour walkout at a German airport. The workers' union has called the strike at Berlin's Tegel airport a warning. Earlier this week, Europe's third busiest Frankfurt airport was paralyzed after tarmac workers went on strike over pay and bonus disputes. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet command ship, the USS Blue Ridge, has arrived in South Korea to drop off troops for the ongoing war games in the region. More than 2,000 Americans are taking part in the military drills. North Korea has denounced the exercises as provocative and infringement of its sovereignty. Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard has announced the reshuffling of her cabinet. This just days after she won an internal party vote against her predecessor and ex-Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd. Gillard has named New South Wales State Premier Bob Carr as the new Foreign Minister. And hundreds of people have been evacuated as floods threaten large parts of Australia's most populous state. New South Wales has experienced one of its wettest summers in decades. This as the continuous downpour has caused Sydney's biggest dam to overflow, leaving vast areas of the state flooded with water.